Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Thank you very much for joining us. I didn't do too much debating or arguing on Twitter, but a couple of people tweeted out, some national guys, this has got to be the worst playoff loss in Chiefs history. Like, are you kidding me? Yes, if you were born like this year. if you're an infant, if you're a baby, yes, that's the worst playoff loss of your life. If you are a baby. All right? I mean, I can't even tell you, and it sucks because I have so many to choose from. Like I tweeted out, the Chiefs had a Super Bowl caliber defense in 95 and lost to the Colts. And you weren't supposed to lose to the Colts.
No, not a good Colts team either.
And, I mean, 97 and lost to Elway, but, I mean, those games, if you win, you host the AFC Championship game. Last year, I just felt awful. This year, I felt bad. But the one thing I could tell you about this year that's different, and it's true, after all of those losses, almost every one of them, I think, except for the 93 loss in the championship game to Buffalo, every single one of them, maybe not the Alex Smith loss at the Colts, I'd say, well, the Chiefs has got to get a different quarterback. I can't deal with this quarterback anymore. I don't want this quarterback. Bono, they got to get rid of Bono. They got to get rid of Gerbach. Castle was terrible. Last year, I was done with Alex Smith. This year, I don't feel as bad because I feel like there's hope in the future. Because there is a plan. There is a direction. There is a page you can turn. And it's not going to be trading for a 32-year-old quarterback from another organization. It's finally time to develop and start your own starting quarterback like every other freaking team in the NFL has done over the past 40 years.
You're listening to Sports Radio 810 WHB in Kansas City.
Here is Derek Johnson yesterday talking about where this playoff loss ranks.
Was this loss any worse than the other playoff losses that you've gone through in Kansas City?
With this loss, oh man, this loss is, you know, they're all bad. They're all bad. This one ranks up there. I mean, this is a 21-3. I guess I've been up on a team more than that, but this one hurts.
I just wanted Jake to hear that to see what his reaction would be. He had to qualify that. Well, I guess, you know, we've blown a bigger lead than that, but, you know. And he has!
21-3?
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Two of the four times in playoff history that a team has blown an 18-point lead have been under
at halftime.
Reed.
Yep, Andy Reid. Andy Reid's authored two of those comebacks for the opposition.
Call for more RPOs.
Hello, Gary Lezak.
You've left me on hold for this long on purpose. You began by making me laugh by that tweet that said this could be the worst loss in playoff history, and I just laughed because absolutely not. It's not the worst loss because we expected it. It was 21-3. I'm like, they're driving down the field, 9-minute drive, whatever it was. And I was like, oh, no, here we go.
You were feeling good at halftime, though, Gary.
I was feeling good at halftime. I came in and said hi to you.
What a great picture Steven put up.
Was it?
I was watching the game, unfortunately, not at Arrowhead. But I see that tweet. I'm like, oh, look at worlds are existing.
People are happy. We were happy.
Right.
Make me happy.
We thought the Chiefs were going to finally do it.
Oh, make me happy.
Dude, they were rolling. And then they just went right down the field to close out the first half. Touchdown.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, oh, wow, this is different. I can't wait
to get back to work on Monday. You know, look, Steven and Gary are getting along. You know, we'll have a show. We can start previewing the divisional round.
Right.
I was laughing heartily at the Titans coaches' wives that were sitting next to me being drunk and obnoxious.
Oh, my gosh. And then 30 minutes to an hour later, this fan in front of me tried to pick a fight with me.
Yeah.
I mean, it was I couldn't believe it. He was going blah, 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 because I was screaming some bad things about Alex Smith.
Oh, boy.
And Dino, Andy's best friend was sitting next to me. He was like getting into it, trying to protect me. I said, Dino, don't worry about it.
Don't mess with Dino.
I mean, you don't want to mess with Dino.
You mess with Dino, you mess with, you know.
You know what? And I'm going to tell you this.
You mess with you.
In halftime.
Dino's ripped.
Dino was very happy with the performance. Mike Mirazars was very happy with the performance. I met your boss, and he gave me a very angry look, and so I walked away. He did not look happy with any performance. But everyone was fine, you know. But then it just all fell apart, Gary. It all fell apart.
I know.
In front of us.
And you set it off. And listen, for the last hour, you've pretty much covered it all. Herm Edwards did a great job just now covering it. And you know, I'm not sure where to begin, but I'll begin with the two plays. I could begin with Alex Smith, and you know, people aren't going to like what I want to say, because there's a lot of Alex Smith fans out there, and I was rooting for him, hoping he was going to have a great day too. And my gosh, did he have a great first half? Are you kidding me? But in the second half, his head was down. Even when it was 21-10, and he went 3 and out, and his head's down. It's like, what is your head down? It's 21-10. So I guess I'm starting with Alex Smith. But it comes down to this. At the end of the game, our quarterback had a chance to bring us back. I believe we got to the 45-yard line, first down, and those next four downs were atrocious. Quick throws, bad plays, scrambles for 1 yard to avoid a sack, and a horrible decision to pass it to Wilson into double coverage on fourth down. Somebody else isn't open, why don't you let the play develop? That all you need is 10 yards, 12 yards, you have a chance for what could have been a Butker miss, because he was like pulling a Lynn Elliott. Everything was going wrong, because that field goal that he missed, it was a long field goal, but that was a factor, as you said, in all aspects of the Chiefs was a total failure in the second half.
I'm not going to hear that either. I'm watching quarterback, watching kickers, kick 58 yarders and 57 yarders. The 49 yarder, make the field goal.
I know, missed it. It would have been 24-10. So, but the biggest play of the game when it was 14-0. It's 14-0, and Derek Johnson is probably done. I mean, I hope he can play another year. He's getting really old. But let me just tell you, he pulled a play that was a classic Derek Johnson play. Maybe we saw 5 or 8 of them, maybe 10 of them in his whole career here where he did this. But he has a little style to the way he sacks quarterbacks. And when he came in full speed with his sights on Mariota and finds him and sacks him and causes the fumble, and it's picked up by Justin Houston with no one between Justin Houston and the end zone, but the whistle blows. It's a touchdown, and it's 21-0, probably knockout. Oh, I'm not going to say Tennessee wouldn't have come back, but probably not. That was a game-changer play that Triplett decided to blow the whistle. Okay, that play was the clearest fumble possible on a sack. What forward progress is stopped on a sack? It's a 1 second. Boom, hit, blow the whistle, 1/2 of a second into a sack and fumble. That play right there is 21-0 Chiefs, because Houston runs into the end zone without a whistle blow, and Houston's running into the end zone, tearing the heart out of Tennessee over, game over. Triplett right there ruined the chance, gave the Tennessee Titans hope right there at that moment. Okay, so Tennessee only got a field goal on that drive, and it's 14-3, and the Chiefs led 21-3 at halftime, and then we experienced again what we experienced, which is just not surprising. Not surprising.
What play are you talking about? You mean this play?
Have you watched the replay of the forward progress play where they didn't call the fumble that you caused on Mariota?
Yeah, that was a bad call. That's not. I've never seen anything like it. Usually, they call the forward progress. If, you know, it's a struggle tackle, boom, and then you go back. But that was a smack right now to the ground. Ball's out. It just, you know, even with that, still have plenty of chances to win. But that one, I don't understand that one.
Nobody does. Nobody understands it because it was
would have been 21-0. And Derek Johnson would have been the hero. There were many heroes at that moment for the Chiefs. And they would have taken that into New England, and it would have been quite fascinating. But we get ripped. It gets ripped out of our hearts again. Okay? And then the other big play. The other big play, the two-point conversion. You've got to be kidding me. It's 22-21. It should never have ever gotten to 22-21. But it is. And Mariota is being sacked. He's going back. Of course, if it's Roethlisberger or Mariota or Alex Smith, okay, they can break free from that tackle because it's a non-timed down. A non-timed down, a two-point conversion that the guy is trying to break free. So just let the play go because it's non-timed. He's in the grasp. Okay, yeah. But Roethlisberger breaks free all the time, and he throws the two-point conversion anyway. If Mariota would have broken free, they would have let the play go, and it's a two-point conversion. But instead, what happens? What happens? The ball gets stripped. The Chiefs scramble for it, pick it up. One of the most exciting plays in Arrowhead history is ripped from our hearts, okay? Because he returned it. I was hugging people I didn't know. I was hugging people.
How's that any different than every other day?
It was just crazy. And the Chiefs had just won the game. It's 23-22. And for some reason, I'm looking at the field. Why are they not even debating it? And then here is where we have a problem. Our head coach is nowhere to be found. In basketball, in college basketball, coaches are in the face of referees. I would take a 15-yard personal foul penalty if I were Andy Reid and run out on the field and say, what in the heck is that call? This is the second time, maybe the third time you've made calls like this in this game. And you, I mean, you, he's not in their face. He's like, what is it? Oh, okay, so let's see if we can recover now because it's 22-21. We're doing great as a coaching staff. Okay. Get in their face. Do something to get your team motivated. Our quarterback's on the sideline with his head down. Our head coach has got his you-know-what up his you-know-what.
Wow.
And let me just tell you.
Wait.
What's up is what? I'd like to get a little bit more in detail with that.
You're crazy.
Listeners would like to.
And then it comes down to this.
I do know
this.
What. Mm-hmm.
Then it comes down to this. So we don't get it. We don't get it. Yeah, it's 22-21. Okay? Alex Smith. Okay, he's got the ball. He's got the ball. And he does exactly what I've been telling everybody for 4 or 5 years now. He can't do it. He can't do it. Go to Jacksonville. Go to Buffalo. Do it. You'll get that team to 11-5, and I'd love to play you in Arrowhead.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, I would.
I kind of would.
I just don't want to see the Chiefs play anybody in Arrowhead.
Chiefs won a playoff game. Next year, can you imagine Alex Smith and Jacksonville comes to Arrowhead Stadium as Mahomes gets the Chiefs to 11-5?
Sign me up.
I'm going to tell you why they might be 11-5 or 12-4 next year in a second.
Look, I'm all for Patrick Mahomes. I love it. But I'm just saying, like, that just seems like that's setting up to be the cruelest of all Chiefs.
No, impossible.
He's not going to Jacksonville.
No, that'd be an easy one.
Bortles is going to go into Pittsburgh and win this weekend.
Oh, see, let me just explain something to you now. Okay, now
what time is
it? Now I got that off my chest.
Yeah, 13 minutes later.
Oh, is it really that long?
Yep.
So let me just explain something.
Crushing our 8 o'clock hour with Sam Mellinger.
Last thing.
Sorry, Sam.
Here's why there's tremendous optimism. And everyone, I want you to hear me now. Patrick Mahomes has IT. It. Okay? He has it. We saw it last week in his first NFL game. We saw it in the preseason. Okay? There are a lot of uncertainties. What surrounds Patrick Mahomes that will
pretty icy
allow
out there, Gary,
success
huh?
is Kelsey.
How's that ice outside?
He's got Pennywise the Clown.
Kelsey, Tyreek Hill, Kareem Hunt. All right? He's got weapons.
But and no offensive line.
Conley comes back. Maybe he's the guy. We need a tall receiver. Conley's that guy. Okay? He's going to have so many weapons.
Trade Alex Smith.
Use the cap space to get a couple players.
Do we?
And the Chiefs are going to be very good next year with a new quarterback.
Does he listen? Do you think he's listening? Can you hear us, Gary?
Oh, who? What?
I didn't know if Gary could hear any of us talk. So, how's the ice?
Ice, baby.
Roads are slick.
Yeah, a lot of people are wrecking.
Oh, we thank Bob Hamilton for bringing us this fine segment.
Yeah, Bob Hamilton.
Maybe Sam Millinger can give us the forecast. I don't know.
Lost his mind right now.
Maybe he can stay an extra segment into the 9 o'clock hour.
Is Sammy okay? Awesome.
He's outside waiting for me to let him in.
Oh. Is he really? I'll go let him in.
Yeah, go let him in.
Anyway, there's black ice.
Gary's
out
not going to listen anyway. So, I mean.
There's black ice. Sonny just slipped on the driveway. I went on my rant. It was extreme. I'm serious. I was hugging people. The next play was like, I know he was down, but my gosh, I wanted that bad.
I feel like you've had at least two or three drinks today.
Yeah, so you feel like every morning.
Right, I mean, this one especially.
Well, he's just getting it all in because he's off tomorrow and Wednesday.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm going to Austin, Texas for a conference.
Figures.
It's going to be sunny today.
Conference.
Sunny today. I just went through a conference. 45, maybe 47 degrees. The warmest day of 2018. We have a lot to look forward to, everybody. I know. I've been on my Alex Smith rant for this entire time.
Really?
Hopefully that's it. I will not go on a Mahomes rant ever. Do you know why? Because I think we're destined for 10 to 15 incredible years ahead of us. I think it's destiny for these Kansas City Chiefs. Something different has finally happened. And we'll experience it, but it's a long road of pain for now. All right, a high of 45, 47. Watch out, some slick spots that will be improved dramatically in the next hour or two. Watch 41 Action News tonight. I'll be in Austin, Texas, where it'll be a lot warmer. And speaking on how to have a successful blog and sharing the science of art, the science and art of weather. And I'll let you know how that goes on Wednesday. Have a great day, everybody. Here he is. Bob Hamilton.
Thanks, Gary. You can get your whole house plumbing check for just $49. Better call Bob, 888-4-B-O-B. Remember 913 or bobhamilton.com.
We'll be right back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Hey, what's up? This is Vanilla Ice, and you're listening to Sports Radio 810 WHB.